bound for South Australia, 14th to the 30th of July, 1836. After 22 weeks at sea, the Duke of York and the Lady Mary Pelham finally arrived in Nepean Bay on Kangaroo Island. Captain Morgan's diary gives us a sense of the occasion.
At 10 or half past, came to anchor in 3 fathoms water in Nepean Bay. I could not but see and admire the singular hand of God in our safe deliverance through the trackless ocean and bringing us safe to these uncultivated shores. Samuel Stevens, the colonial manager of the South Australian Company, was also on board the Duke of York and gave us details of his first impression of their new home.
After a pleasant voyage from England, we reached Nepean Bay, Kangaroo Island. We lowered a boat and Captain Morgan, Mr. Bear, myself and 5 hands went ashore. We rambled a little while in the bush, then examined the shore for some distance and returned at dark well pleased and well tired.
Several days later, while exploring the island by moonlight, Stevens and a small party found themselves lost in the scrub.
Finding that we had suddenly and most unexpectedly lost the river by turning a little from the bank into a bit of small, tall brushwood in order to avoid climbing over a quantity of log timber, and being unable to recover it for want of an elevated spot of land or a tree from which to get a lookout, we judged it best to lay to till daylight, so made a fire and sat around it, wondering no less how we lost the river than how we were to find it again. Meanwhile, the other 7 ships were at various points along their journey to South Australia. John Brown, on board the John Peary, tells us that the conditions had taken their toll on the animals being sent to the new province.
The rams were uncommonly weak, and the little ewes have again suffered most severely in the late gales. Indeed, it is really astonishing how these poor animals survive.
There was a lighter note on board the Buffalo, though, where George Stevenson recalled 3 weddings were held.
The whole of the crew and passengers assembled to witness the celebration of 3 weddings on board. After the ceremony, the married couples and bridesmaids were regaled in the cabin by His Excellency, the Governor.